Welcome in, everybody. Today, we're taking a deep dive into Byrner, a company that's really embracing AI, and it's actually pretty fascinating stuff.
Yeah, they've partnered with an AI talent leasing firm, Sherpa, to kind of weave AI solutions into how they work.
It's like a case study in how a traditional company can use this cutting-edge tech to evolve.
Exactly. We're digging into Sherpa's summary report. It's in Finnish, by the way, so we'll translate. And we've got some real-world examples of Byrner using ChatGPT.
Byrner seemed to get that AI isn't a fad, it's the future.
Totally. They're all in. They recognize that to stay competitive, AI is non-negotiable.
Right. Which brings us to Sherpa's executive summary on slide 2. It basically says Byrner knows they need to invest in AI, but also need the right structure to make it work.
And that's where a lot of companies trip up, you know? They treat AI like it's this separate thing.
Instead of making it part of their system.
Yeah, exactly.
And it looks like Byrner is thinking of putting their marketing and innovation teams in charge of this AI shift. At least that's what it seems like on slide 2. What do you think about that?
Smart move, potentially. Marketing and innovation are all about knowing what customers want and what's happening in the market. AI is perfect for getting those insights, you know, personalizing things and making campaigns better.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Now, before we get into the nitty-gritty, let's look at slide 1. It's got this visual, this kind of precarious balance of rocks, almost like a high-tech Zen garden. The caption's in Finnish, but what do you think it's saying about AI?
I think it's a metaphor. Like, on the one hand, you've got all this AI potential, human creativity meets powerful tech, but it's also a balancing act. Without the right foundation and careful planning, things can fall apart quickly.
It reminds us that AI isn't just about ones and zeros. It's about people, planning, and doing it responsibly. Let's move on to the early results, though. Slide 3, also in Finnish, has some interesting numbers. 301 Byrner employees have already gone through AI training, and their AI know-how has jumped by 71.5%.
Wow, that's not an upgrade, that's a revolution. Byrner is serious about getting their people ready for an AI-powered world. It's not just about having the tech, it's about knowing how to use it. That's probably a big reason why they're seeing success early on.
Speaking of success, they've already found 50 potential AI projects and have already put 10 of them into action. Plus, employee satisfaction is up 2 whole points on a scale of -5 to +5, according to slide 3.
That's really interesting. You hear a lot about AI replacing jobs and people being unhappy about it, but Byrner's experience shows that when AI is implemented well, it can actually make jobs better. Maybe it's because AI is taking over those tedious tasks, freeing up employees for more creative work.
Could be.
Yeah.
And get this, slide 10 shows these 2 charts of employee AI skill levels rated from 0 to 10, one from February and one from June. The June chart shows a big jump toward higher skill levels. Mm-hmm. Byrner is creating a workforce that doesn't just understand AI, but can actually use it well.
Yeah, and that's essential for them to compete in a market that's more and more AI-driven.
Yeah, it's not just a handful of people at Byrner doing all this, and we can see this on slide 6. They're making sure AI is used across different departments and teams, and a ton of employees are participating in their AI training.
That's key, right? For AI to really change a company, everyone needs to be on board. It's not about creating a separate AI world. It's about giving everyone the tools they need in their own roles. It's great to talk about big AI adoption, but I'm really curious about the specifics. Like, what are some of the actual tools and applications Byrner is using?
Let's get into it. Slide 9 gives a really cool overview of how Byrner is using ChatGPT in different parts of the company. It's in Finnish, but don't worry, we'll translate.
Now, this is what I'm talking about. Seeing how a company like Byrner is using AI for real tasks is super insightful.
Totally. Slide 9 shows 30 different boxes, and those represent a whopping 392 uses of ChatGPT across Byrner. They're really into it.
That many instances, that's not just trying it out. That's making ChatGPT a core part of their workflow.
Yeah, I'd say so. And it seems to be paying off. Slide 14 highlights some of the tangible benefits they've gotten from using ChatGPT. For instance, they automated the text creation for a video, which saved them 3 hours of work.
3 hours is huge. Time is money, right? Especially in business. Those 3 hours are now free for them to do other, probably more important things. It can really boost their productivity, maybe even their bottom line.
Exactly. And it's not just about saving time either. Slide 14 also mentions that Byrner is using AI for translations, getting rid of those traditional translation services, which can be really expensive. They used to spend 1,500 euros per language, translating something like 2 to 4 articles a month in 2 different languages.
Yeah, that's easily 1,300 to 2,000 euros a year just on translations. AI translation tools can really make a difference in the budget, especially for companies dealing with multiple languages all the time. But how do they make sure the quality is good? AI can have some hiccups with nuance and cultural context.
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? AI can automate things, but human oversight is still so important, especially for translations. It'd be cool to see how they're handling quality control with AI-generated content. But let's not forget about Sherpa, their AI partner. Slide 26 really emphasizes the value of their AI talent leasing model. It's not just about providing the software.
It sounds more holistic. So what exactly does AI talent leasing involve?
It's like having an AI dream team on call. Sherpa connects Burner with these AI experts who give advice, run workshops, and helps them figure out how to implement AI effectively. Like having an in-house team, but without the overhead.
That's a really compelling model, especially for companies that are new to AI. Having access to that kind of expertise right when they need it can make the learning curve so much less steep and speed up their AI adoption. Plus, it gives them flexibility. They can scale their AI projects up or down without having to commit to anything long term.
Burner's come a long way, but they're not done yet. They've got big plans, and Sherpa's given them some recommendations to think about.
What are they focusing on? AI is always changing. It's good that they're looking for ways to stay ahead of the curve.
For sure. Slide 20, which is also in Finnish, lays out those recommendations. One of the big ones is data quality. Sherpa basically says that good AI needs good data. Makes sense, right?
Totally. Garbage in, garbage out. If the data is messy, the results will be messy too.
Exactly. Oh, and another thing. Sherpa recommends that Burner improves their documentation, especially for important systems like their M3 system.
Ah, documentation. The unsung hero of, well, everything. But seriously, good documentation is so important, especially with AI. It helps with knowledge sharing, fixing problems, and making sure things run smoothly in the long run.
Right. And lastly, Sherpa suggests that Burner should prioritize system integration.
Makes sense, especially for AI. When systems can talk to each other, data can flow more easily, and that means better analysis, more automation, and basically just a smoother operation all around.
Okay, let's talk about the team behind all of this. Slide 29 shows Sherpa's idea for an ideal AI team at Burner, and they highlight three main roles. First up, the head of AI.
Every good team needs a leader, right? Someone to set the vision and make sure everything aligns with the big picture.
Exactly. Then there's the AI tech expert, the one who actually builds and manages the AI systems.
The builder, the one who makes it all work. Sounds like a fun job.
Right. And finally, they talk about the importance of partners who provide support for training, coordination, and project implementation.
The glue that holds it all together. You need people who can bridge the gap between the tech folks and everyone else.
And interestingly enough, slide 29 suggests that the marketing and innovation team should be in charge of coordinating all these AI initiatives. Remember how we were talking earlier about how important those departments are for AI adoption? Seems to line up.
It does. Put the people closest to the customers in the market in the driver's seat. Makes a lot of sense to me.
Now, no journey is perfect, and Burner's AI transformation has had its share of hiccups. Slide 19 talks about something a lot of companies struggle with, the need for strong IT support.
Oh yeah, that's a big one. AI requires a lot of horsepower, and you need the right people to keep everything running smoothly. Plus, there's data security, privacy, all that good stuff.
And it's not just about the tech either. Slide 13 emphasizes how important strategic alignment is, making sure that all these AI projects actually support Burner's overall business goals and are actually useful.
So true. It's tempting to jump into every shiny new AI thing, but you need a plan. What are we trying to achieve here? How does this help us reach our goals? Otherwise, you're just wasting time and money.
Exactly. Speaking of things to keep in mind, slide 23 brings up a really interesting point brand guidelines in the age of AI.
Oh, I like this. It's easy to forget about branding when you're talking about AI, but it's important. As AI takes on more tasks like content creation or interacting with customers, it needs to sound like the company, reflect their values.
Absolutely. Now, one of the most interesting things Sherpa brings up is this whole question of leadership and responsibility in AI, which we see on slides 25 and 28. They ask some pretty deep questions like, who does what with AI? What should we outsource? What should we keep in-house? Do we need a dedicated AI leader, or should it be integrated into existing teams?
Those are tough questions. There's no one-size-fits-all answer. It all depends on the company, their resources, how far along they are in their AI journey. But one thing's for sure, communication and collaboration are key, no matter how you slice it.
Totally. And to wrap things up, Let's look at slide 27. It's a cool visualization of the stages of AI adoption. You've got these three overlapping circles, each one representing a different level of AI engagement, from individuals experimenting on their own to the entire organization using AI to spot new opportunities.
It's a good reminder that AI adoption isn't a one-and-done thing. It's a journey. You're always learning, always adapting.
Berner's a perfect example of that. They've done some really impressive things in a short amount of time, but they know they still have a lot to learn. In fact, slide 30 suggests that they should show off their AI efforts, you know, position themselves as innovators and attract talent.
Smart. In today's world, being seen as an AI leader is a huge plus. It's not just good for their image, it helps them get the best people, people who are excited about the future of AI. You know, Berner's story is a great lesson for any company thinking about AI. It's about having a plan, putting people first, giving them the skills they need, and never being afraid to learn and adapt. AI is a powerful tool, but it's not magic. It takes work, and it takes doing it the right way.